This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges for companies in Asia, from drops in sales to increased hygiene and employee safety requirements. Amongst all of these, cybersecurity has started to emerge as a key threat in a number of surprising ways. According to the CrowdStrike Work Security Index, there has been a 100x increase in malicious cyber attacks during this pandemic, with hackers and scammers using hacking tools costing as little as $20, taking advantage of the situation. Adding to this, the growing use of IoT devices at home, such as fridges, lights, fish tanks, the air conditioning units, they offer attack points for criminals to enter home networks and then into a company network. Today I'm speaking to Brad Gray of Exclusive Networks to get an overview of the main vulnerabilities of Malaysian firms and ways of how modern hackers get access to your company's information. Brad, let's start with a quick introduction.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Jeff. So Brad Gray here. I'm the SVP for Asia Pacific and General Manager for Asia Pacific. We, as a company, we've been in business for around 20 years in Asia Pacific, office locations all throughout, including Malaysia.
Now, Brad, perhaps you could give us a little bit of an insight into the cybersecurity space, even just before the pandemic. Throughout the decade of 2010 to 2020, 2019, in that period of time, we saw the rise of things like mobile workspace, remote working, even things like 4G, where people are able to communicate using various different kinds of networks and platforms. How do you think cybersecurity overall has evolved throughout the last 10 years or so?
Yeah, great question. I think if we go back in time, what we see with security in general was, we came from a place where originally we were protecting, computers, largely those computers and servers were in an office environment. And then, of course, with the advent of the internet, everything came online. And so, as you speak to the mobile phones, we speak to devices, IoT devices and so forth, there's not much now that's not online. And so, therefore, the shift has been to from protecting a single device or a couple of devices through to everything that's, attached to the internet. And so, we look at endpoint security, which just literally means the security of devices like mobile phones and so forth. This is, particularly critical these days in terms of how we protect our environment, our companies, starting from the very first point with which a threat could take place. So, companies like CrowdStrike now are becoming particularly popular in helping us protect those environments.
And Internet of Things is a really interesting one because it was seen as a way where we could enable this connected world where, we had from cars to TVs and now we're even talking about fridge and I guess even my microwaves to a certain extent is all being connected to the internet.
That's right. And here's the thing, right? I mean, I'm a gadget guy, right? So whilst we've been in lockdown, work from home, the doorbell for me has been ringing quite frequently as it may have been ringing for you in terms of some of the orders. And, some of those orders have consisted from, bizarre gadgets that I've bought, internet enabled lights and you talk about the fridges and so forth. And it certainly appears to be a fun environment, and it is, but it's a very, how would I say, in some ways, kind of unregulated environment in terms of security standards. And so it does pose a threat. And, we as, the average consumer and a person at home, and certainly a person at home that is, through the daytime connecting from our home to the company's resources, now needs to become a whole lot more aware of how we're protecting an environment.
And I like to probably, you know, later on to dive deeper into why it kind of feels like it's a little bit unregulated, because many different manufacturers just have their own way of implementing security protocols in their, you know, Internet of Things devices. But let's talk about the recent, you know, 4 to 5 months during this lockdown. You mentioned about the work from home trend. What kinds of risk has the work from home trend brought onto the cybersecurity aspect?
Yeah, well, again, it goes back to the point that we discussed a moment ago, and that is, you know, for the last, you know, what has it been, 30, 40 years, our companies have been building these protecting, you know, layers in our businesses to protect those resources that, you know, the critical resources that have typically resided in our companies. And so we've become quite confident about that protection layer at our offices, you know, the traditional firewalls and all of the other security that goes with it. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, we're hit by, you know, this unfortunate circumstance with global COVID that has immediately taken the workforce out of our offices and placed at home. And of course, we don't have the same protection layers that we had built for so many years. And really, you know, for some companies, some businesses, some industry segments, you know, they've been prepared for that. By and large, many of them haven't been. And so the race has been on for the last few months to, first of all, you know, stabilize that situation by offering and creating acceptable, reliable remote access to the company resource. And then secondly, making sure that it's secure. And in doing so, it has been a difficult task for companies, given that they're not quite sure about the environments that, you know, that, you know, we live in. And so, you know, that's what's taken place. I can tell you right now, you know, apart from the fact that I happen to be leading a cybersecurity business across the region, you know, I'm no different to any other CEO or a business owner, where I'm now, you know, setting about a strategy that has changed dramatically in a short space of time.
And not many would have that kind of insight or knowledge into how to go about setting up a secure workspace from home.
That's right. And so, you know, I think what it comes back to is some basic fundamentals. Things like, first of all, you know, with whatever we're presented with, you know, the first thing that comes to mind for, you know, business managers and CEOs should be, how do I quickly establish an awareness of the problem? And that comes through education. And with that, you know, there are a lot of great companies that provide education and training and certifications around security, companies like Bridging Minds throughout the region. And so, you know, what we're seeing is that, you know, through that learning and that education, you know, the business owner can now develop a plan. And I think what's key about this as well is, if you go back 10 years ago or so, you know, security, cybersecurity, for what it was known for, was an agenda, a task, a program that was managed by the IT manager or the CIO. Now, and you know, this is the key message that I would certainly give your listeners, is this has to be a top-down strategy. It has to be led by the CEO or the MD, the business owner. That person, he or she needs to take control of that strategy. It starts with education and learning. And then from there, we form a strategy and a plan in terms of the people we need to work with. And that in itself brings me to the second point, and that is, we're not all cybersecurity experts. I happen to have access, as you say, to some great experience, but you know, really what we need to understand, like anything in business, is you need to form partnerships with, you know, certainly capable organizations. You know, people like, you know, NTT and the likes through the region, you know, are well-skilled in cybersecurity. And with that sort of a partnership, you can, you know, develop your plan.
What do you guys with Exclusive Networks do in order to help, you know, organizations during this, you know, crisis?
Yeah, well, first of all, what we would do is go about an assessment, a quick assessment in terms of, you know, some would say an audit, but an audit of security capability and assets within an organization, you know, form that plan with the company owner, the CEO, and, you know, likely it's going to point towards a strategy that leads quickly into a cloud-based, you know, a plan. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, we joked a moment ago in terms of the some of the IoT devices, the fridges and the and all of these other devices that have that have come online and that, you know, are you know, resident in our homes and in our offices. All of these devices, these hardware devices, do actually present a threat. They are a point of vulnerability, and the reason why they are, quite frankly, is because, you know, a lot of these devices operate on software that need to be updated. And I'm pretty sure you and I don't sort of wander around with a registry looking to, you know, how we update our routers every year. And so, therefore, the solution really is to place your security strategy into the cloud, which means that there are organizations that are serving you best, people and companies that are much more capable than you and I in terms of, you know, managing you know, virtual firewalls and all of the other components that that need to be managed.
But it's, I guess, even more challenging now to do some sort of an audit per se in an organization, simply because a lot of their workforce is working from home. How have you adapted to this change?
Yeah, in fact, it's interesting because by the very nature of cybersecurity, physically, we don't really need to be anywhere as such. Think about it from the eyes of a hacker, whether that hacker is an individual or it's a you know, more of an organization of sorts. These people are gaining access to your organization remotely. And so the way I like to think about it with my team is, you know, we need to be able to conduct assessments and action the plan remotely, no differently to, you know, how these hackers are unfortunately staging their attacks.
I'm speaking to Brad Gray, the Senior Vice President APAC at Exclusive Networks, and we'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Be free, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with me, Jeff Sandu. My guest for today is Brad Gray, the Senior Vice President APAC at Exclusive Networks. Brad, just how much has your strategy in terms of, you know, creating awareness? Because in some ways, this is now really just talk of the town and people are more aware of the risk.
Well, look, I think there's two strategies. One is, you know, we're a service provider of security to our end users. We're out there right now, you know, promoting what it is that we can do with our customers and our resellers and our partners. And so that in itself, you know, presents challenges in terms of how do you quickly educate your, you know, your audience as to the threats. That is a challenge. And really, unfortunately, it usually takes an attack, a significant attack, before someone really responds to that need. In terms of, I would say, our own environment, and again, looking at it from the perspective of me being a business owner, it's just a continual move towards cloud when it relates to, you know, us protecting our own organization. And that's the advice that I would give, you know, any business owner there.
What about the challenges of cost when it comes to implementing a good cybersecurity strategy in an organization, especially during, you know, this time of a day when, you know, financial muscle is really at stretch for many organizations? How would you go about in terms of, you know, finding ways that you could still help a lot of the organizations, especially SMEs, but, you know, them going through a financial issue?
It's a great question. And it's almost one that was being and has been addressed even prior to COVID and work from home. And that is really a movement, as you know, you may be aware of, moving from a CapEx capital expenditure model in a business, moving to an operating expense model. Mm. And so what I can say is if we rewind the tape and go back 10 years ago, a lot of the investments that we were making, not just in security, but just generally in computer networking infrastructure, was all on a CapEx model, which meant that, you know, obviously you would have to come up with a few hundred thousand dollars of sorts and you'd make that investment. These days, and even prior to COVID, we've seen a rapid move to an operating expense model, an OPEX model, and specifically a subscription model of companies being able to buy services, not just services, so products and services, at a low, you know, rate at a monthly cost to them. Now, what's been, I guess, dare I say, a silver lining to COVID is that business owners have needed to respond to these heightened security situation, and they're looking for obviously budgets that they don't have, which has forced them in a good way to move towards more of an OPEX model, a subscription-based model, or even as we call it, a consumption-based model. And so, in fact, they're actually, I would say all businesses that are moving to that model are benefiting that from greatly because they've moved away from this lump sum type of heavy load type of cost and investment that was made in the past.
Now, the work from home trend seems to be in some ways coming to an end because, especially here in Malaysia, we're going through like a recovery phase where many businesses are now starting to open their doors again to allow employees to come back to work. Although there are many that are still trying to find some ways to balance between the two, working from home and working from office. How do you think the cybersecurity aspect will change now that, it's going to present a different type of challenge in the near future?
It will, and I think latest reports that I saw, certainly in the MCO, the movement control order, we saw cybersecurity cases spiked by 82.5% over that period, something like 840 odd incidents occurring even in the period of March 18 to April 7 in Malaysia. And so I what I would say is whilst from a human behavior aspect we are understandably trying to get on with our lives and work and come back to the office, I think from a security standpoint, we've got to continue to look at these stats and this data to remind us that even whilst we're trying to address, normal business as usual continuity, that those risks are still there. And so what it means is, and I spoke earlier about the importance of being able to create not only a solid security framework, but it's also the remote access. And so, we have seen the rise of, unified communications, video, using, vendors like Poly to properly connect to your organization. I think what we need to do is really reconstruct what is the right balance between work from home and working in the office, and then just ensure that we offer our employees the right tools to do so.
What kind of strategies, would you give as an advice to organizations that are, moving forwards to that direction?
I think what I would say is take a closer look at the functions and the roles that people play in your organization. Look at how they in the past have needed to work together and collaborate. Look at what that has meant in terms of where they, have needed to be by way of location, and then just reconstruct, the resources around them to ensure that they're, that they have everything they need. By giving your staff just a mobile phone may not be enough. And so, as I mentioned, through these, unified communication, platforms and certainly remote access and a proper amount of bandwidth and all of those types of services, it just requires us as business owners to relook at how we're servicing our staff and again, taking a closer look at the functions and the roles that they play.
And what about employees? What can they do to better protect their home?
Yes, that's a great question. And I think, in some cases, let's be honest, the company may not be leading the agenda. And so I think the employee needs to take a closer look at what their connections look like to the internet, what the surroundings look like at home. And again, I'm not suggesting that there's a silver bullet in any of this, but a lot of it really leads to consuming cloud-based services as opposed to using a lot of the hardware based on-premise based equipment that we've been using in the past.
Brad, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Likewise.
That was Brad Gray, the Senior Vice President APAC at Exclusive Networks. And if you've missed any parts of this conversation, you can download the podcast now, available on the BFM website or the BFM app. My name is Jeff Sandu, and this has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.